As we say in the radio business, if you put that on the radio, people will listen to it.
All right, here it comes.
Anyone who isn't dead or from another plane of existence would do well to cover their ears right about now.
Why, what a little tiny microchip deep inside some electronics. Broadcasting to the world through the miracle of the internet. Ladies and gentlemen, this is U62, the TARD. Now your host, a man with a lifelong dream of getting paid to do this, Mark Pappas.
On this week's show, we're ranting about action figures, Kevin Smith, and superhero themes. It's episode 2.32, Assorted Rants.
So sit back, relax, grab yourself some warm root beer and a towel that's oh so fluffy. U62 the TARD, you're in for something special.
Enjoy the show.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's episode of the TARD. I am Mark Kappas. They're selling them again. The online Star Wars store, you know, shop.starwars.com, they are currently selling these special protective cases for Star Wars action figures. They put them up for sale about every couple of months, and every time I see them there, I'm like, dude, I would love to get a buttload of those and preserve my entire collection. See, thing is though, it's $14.95 for a case of 10. Once I do the numbers, I figure I need 30 to do at least the bulk of my collection. So 30, that's around $45 plus $20 shipping and handling plus converting it all to Canadian funds because it's American money. It's pretty much all around $80, $90 by the time we get around to it. And I just stop and think, is that worth it? Is that a justifiable expense for my Star Wars action figure collection to get fancy little clear plastic bubbles to put them all in? I don't know. I'm thinking about that a lot lately for accessories for my action figures. See, right now where I'm recording this, I have 3 Justice League action figures on my desk. Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman, the big 3 of DC Comics. See, thing is though, they never came with those little action figure stands so I can stand them up, right? And the basic G.I. Joe action figure stands that we're all familiar with, they won't work because the makers of these figures neglected to put the little holes in the bottom of their feet. So again, you go. These were made by Mattel. You go online to Mattel's online store, and they sell special bases just for Justice League action figures. A case of 25 is $10, and once you convert it all to Canadian funds and all, that's like $50 for this pack of action figure stands. Do I really want to pay that much for action figure stands when there are so many better things I should be spending my money on, you know, like clothes and food? And I always come back with no. Someday I'm going to be rich and famous and have lots of disposable income, and then I can blow it all on clear plastic bubbles for my action figures. Ah, it's nice to have dreams. Here's Lily Allen on the TARD.
Don't get me wrong. If I'm looking kind of dazzled,
Don't get me wrong on U62 the Targ. Good afternoon, Mark Kappa still here with ya. I gotta share the latest about my hero, Kevin Smith. Kevin Smith is getting back into comic books. He made the announcement on his blog the other day. See, what happened was, about 10 years ago, Kevin Smith wrote a storyline for the Daredevil comics. He wrote a storyline for Green Arrow. Both were gigantic sellers, and Kevin Smith became the hottest thing in comics. But then two little projects kind of damaged his reputation. The first one was Spider-Man Black Cat, The Evil That Men Do. And the fact that it damaged his reputation is there was a 3-year gap between issue number 3 and issue number 4. That was unforgivable, man. And then the second one was another miniseries called Daredevil The Target. He did one issue and that was it. It was supposed to be like a 4-issue miniseries. But after one issue, he was like, nothing. But he's slowly getting back into the game. Back at Christmas time, he did a 3-issue Batman miniseries called Batman Cacophony. I think that's how it's pronounced. And again, it got mixed reviews, but it was pretty good. Solid if you're a Kevin Smith fan like myself. Well, that was so good that he is now going to be doing a 12-issue Batman miniseries called Batman The Widening Gyre. And see, the thing is, he's going to do the first 6 issues, take a 6-month break, then write the final 6 issues. And in that 6-month gap, he's actually going to start work on a brand new bi-monthly title for a new DC superhero of his creation. And this superhero is going to be, of course, introduced in his Batman miniseries. How awesome is that? He's creating a new superhero. But that's not all. After he finished setting this all up with DC Comics, he got a call from another comic book company called Dynamite Entertainment. Dynamite just picked up the comic book rights to The Green Hornet. You might remember a few years ago, Kevin Smith was attached to write and direct a Green Hornet movie, but because Jersey Girl tanked at the box office, that made him too chicken shit to do anything mainstream. So, when he got this offer to do the Green Hornet comedy, he's like, you know what? Sure. Here's my unproduced Green Hornet script. Just a couple of modifications here and there, and that's going to be my Green Hornet storyline. So there you go. Kevin Smith is making his triumphant return to comics, and I couldn't be happier. I have just about every trade paperback of the stuff he's written, and I tell you, I just love him. I'm one of his true fans. No matter how crappy his stuff is, I'll be buying it.
Everything's better with Mark Kappas.
Crime has gone down, productivity is up, and ratings for Doctor Who are through the roof.
Mark Kappas on U62, The Targ.
That right there is a little piece of music that I just love a bunch. That is the main theme for the Fantastic Four by a composer named John Ottman. And I'm playing it on this week's show because of another rant I have. It's something that's going through my mind about all the superhero films that are coming out right now. Don't get me wrong, I love the superhero films, but my one main gripe about all of them is there's not a lot of epic superhero themes being written for the soundtracks. You know, when you think of an epic superhero theme, the two that still come to mind are John Williams' Superman and Danny Elfman's Batman. But everything from this whole decade has really been forgettable in the way of superhero themes. You know, Danny Elfman also did the Spider-Man theme. Right now, sitting there at your desk or listening to this on your iPod, however you listen to this, just take a minute. Can you actually hum Danny Elfman's Spider-Man theme to yourself? No, you can't. You know, one of the number one movies from last year was Iron Man. Can you hum the Iron Man theme in your head? Doubtful. I don't even know who the composer was on Iron Man. I found the stuff so bland and forgettable. Or, you know, again, the number one movie of last year, The Dark Knight. It was a highly touted collaboration between Hans Zimmer and James Newton Howard, two very prolific composers right now. Just take a minute. Can you sit there and hum their Batman theme in your head? Can you hum the theme for The Dark Knight? No, you can't. There are no more distinct epic superhero themes being written, and that just makes me a little bit sad inside. So I wanted to play John Ottman's Fantastic Four theme on this week's show because it is the one superhero theme that I think comes closest to being grand and epic, and that is one that I still occasionally find myself humming. So there you go, Hollywood, for your next superhero adaptation. Please write your hero an epic theme, get yourself a fantastic composer, and put something that you can put up there with John Williams' Superman and Danny Elfman's Batman. And I think I will end the show on that note. I'm Mark Kappas. This has been The Targ. I will see you next week.
And this brings us to the end of another exciting episode of The Targ. Don't forget you can download a new episode of The Targ every week at chaosinabox.com. The Targ is written and produced by Mark Kappas under the watchful eye of 42 Star Wars action figures. The Targ is a Chaos in a Box production.
I'm gonna go to the next one.